Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you have handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. It's a harsh way to end the gospel lesson, isn't it? Ugh. I'm sure it's not ranked very highly among the favorite biblical passages people have. Often those favorite biblical passages, pieces of scripture or Bible verses that people cite are things like Psalm 23, John 3:16, or the Beatitudes in Matthew, or Psalm 96 or 100, where you sing to the Lord a new song, these great songs that have words of comfort, words of promise, and words of praise. Very often these are the biblical items people cite as among their very favorite. On the other hand, there are the least favorite phrases, scriptures, verses, lessons. Usually things like, well, all of the prophets, really, mostly. The flood, right? The law, the 10 commandments, right? These least favorite Bible passages often contain words of challenge or words of condemnation or just plain words of command. You see, we want to be told that we are doing a good job. We want to be told that God wants us to be happy, that God seeks to make us happy. We want to be told that God is good, and so are we. We want to be told these words so that we can feel good about ourselves, our world, and our God. And we find words like these in the Bible, the kind of words that we want to hear because they are true. God loves us. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to feel good about ourselves, our world, and our God. We love to hear these words. Life is hard, and we need comfort. Life is short, and we need promise. Life is what it is, and we need to feel that it is worth something more than it often seems to be. And yet, these other words are in there too. Words that push us into places we'd rather not go. Words that show us our own failure. Failure in what we are supposed to do. Words that call us out by name and let us know that what we do matters and that what we are doing or aren't doing is precisely what's the matter. And we don't like to hear those words, do we? We don't like to be told what to do. We don't want our failure to do what we're supposed to do to be pointed out. And we definitely don't want to face the possibility of any kind of punishment for our behavior, especially from a God who sees and knows all. And so, we become very gifted at taking those words we don't want to hear and turning them into something they're not. And our gospel text this morning is the perfect example of this. This story that Jesus tells of a wealthy man who, according to the customs of his day, puts his property and wealth into the hands of the people who work for him, trusting that they will do what is right by him as he departs the scene. This story that Jesus tells is told with a point. And when telling this story, Jesus uses imagination, exaggeration, hyperbole, every kind of literary and rhetorical tool he has at his disposal as a gifted speaker and a teacher to prove a point, to teach his listeners a lesson. This story is an expression of eschatology, a big word that you learn in seminary, which your professors caution you not to use in public lest you sound like an ass. So I'll say it again, an expression of eschatology, a story about the future, about the end of times, about the time between Jesus' departure from this earth and his promised and glorious return. This story that Jesus tells of a wealthy man who gives one servant 5 talents, another servant 2 talents, and yet another servant 1 talent, is a story told in sweeping exaggerations in order to prove a broader point. For example, a talent, some scholars observe, is equal to approximately 6,000 denarii, which was at the time a worker's daily wage. So one talent was equal to 20 years of wages. I'll pause for a moment to let you crunch those numbers. That's a lot of money. Five talents to one, two talents to another, one talent to one. This story that Jesus tells of a wealthy man who, upon his return, rewards the highly risky and ultimately successful financial behavior of two servants. They doubled the amount of money they were given. I don't know how many times you have gambled or invested, but doubling doesn't happen that often, right? Rewards this highly risky behavior and then punishes the prudently risk-averse financial behavior of the third servant. This story, particularly in recent years, has been used to support theology that undergirds the prosperity gospel of many high-profile television evangelists, a message that says God wants you, yes, you, to be rich, to have all the money your heart desires, to live a financially successful life beyond your wildest dreams. But folks, this is, of course, what we do with words we don't want to hear. Make them into something we like better. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, this story that Jesus tells about a wealthy man, his servants, and an unimaginable amount of money is not a story about money. This story that Jesus tells to his disciples, to his church, to us, is a story about what is to be done with all that which God has entrusted to each of us. This story that Jesus tells is about the task set before us as followers of Christ. This story that Jesus tells is about what we are supposed to do with all of the gifts God has given us. This story that Jesus tells is about the work we are called to be about. The work that Jesus began, the work we love to quote Scripture about, all that stuff about blessing and forgiving and accompanying and comforting and praising and supporting and saving. This work that God has surely done in the days of the Old Testament, this work that was done through the death and resurrection of his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, this story that Jesus tells is about the same stuff we've been singing about since we were children. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Come on. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. Okay, wait a minute. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. This story that Jesus tells, he tells to us, is a reminder that we have been given a great gift, an unimaginable gift, the gift of the promise of resurrection, the gift of God's incomprehensible grace, the gift of the defeat of death, of even the fear of death. And this gift, this promise, is not simply given so that we might feel better about what is to come. This gift was not given so that we might sit at home and read our Bibles and say our prayers as we look out the back window over our nice green lawn that we have planted over top the gifts we have buried in the backyard. The gift that we know will save us after we have died. No, this gift is ours now, entrusted to us so that we might be about the work that God began. This gift is ours to do something with now, for we are a free people, freed from the finality of death through the promise of resurrection, freed from the blemish of our sinfulness through the waters of baptism, freed from the strain of daily living through the breaking of the bread, freed to go out and live, love, and give of our gifts in the riskiest of ways that we can imagine. Because the penalty that we fear has been washed away. So friends, as you leave here this morning, as you go about your days and weeks ahead, live your life as you have been called to do, freely. Give of your gifts as you have been called to do, freely. Love your God as you have been called to do. How? Freely. And care for God's people and creation as you have been called to do. Freely. This story that Jesus tells to us this morning, this song that we have sung for as long as we can remember, this mission we are called to participate in is holy. God is holy, and we have been made holy. Let us not squander our holiness by burying it in the yard and waiting and waiting and waiting. Let us hold that holiness high and sing out for all to hear. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.